Well, in a few weeks' time, you are going to be seeing a couple of gentlemen on your TV screens who you are probably well used to seeing on your TV screens, but not in the guise in which you're going to see them this time. To explain a little bit more, I'm joined by one of those gentlemen, and it is Charlie Lawson. Charlie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pamela. You're never alone with me.
Oh, thank you, darling. And I know you're saying that because it's true. How are you this fine morning? Are you on the farm shop?
Yeah, well, we're just about on the way down there. We're actually on the farm at the moment, just waiting for the storm to break after our 2 days of summer in Cheshire. That's all we've had so far, and it's about to end.
Well, the phrase is S-P-U-K-I-T-I-N, spockin' in Northern Ireland.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. But
yes, so here we are. Pamela, what would you like to know, darling?
Well, I would love to know. I think this is one of the best titles for a TV programme as well, because there are so many parents who have been listening to this phrase being cried out over the holidays going, are we there yet?
Are we there yet? There's two bigger children you'll never see than me and Danny, I'll tell you.
So tell me about the premise.
It came about in about 3 weeks. I was still doing... Remember we talked about My Mother and Other Strangers?
Yes.
And Danny and I, and John, the producer, they just got together and they wanted to do this sort of travel show, come interview, chat show, and whatever. And that was the premise. So we had 3 weeks to get it together and do it. And I co-produced it artistically, so to speak. And basically the format is Danny and I driving about Ireland, north and south, with no money, interviewing celebrities. We put them in the middle seat in the front of the Land Rover, and you'd be amazed what people come out with when they're in the Land Rover driving along.
And who's doing the driving?
Well, we chop and change.
Okay.
If it was someone who's particularly nice, then Danny did the driving and I did the chatting. But we travel about, yes, and then these people give us a challenge, and if we meet that challenge, then we get some money, and we get to stay in a hotel or a B&B or something, and we get some food, and we get some diesel for the next part of the trip. We kicked off.
It's such a simple but brilliant idea.
Yeah, and look, we've done people from Lady and Sir James Galway, which was lovely, really, talking to both of them, because I'd never actually met James Galway, but of course he's a bit of a Northern Irish hero, really. Mm-hmm. We don't have many in the classical field, but there you go. And then we went down to see Rachel down in Ballymaloe, the cookery school.
Oh, I love Rachel.
Yeah, she's a darling. I did the interviewing for that.
I thought...
And from there, I mean, it was absolute madness, because we did 10 episodes in 12 days, and by the end of it, we'd run out of energy. And you know that madness you get when you're exhausted?
Oh, the total hysteria.
And so that's how the song came about. We were at a famous oyster bar down somewhere in the middle of nowhere. And Morans
of the Weir,
rather too much of it. And then I remembered the song, and et cetera, et cetera. And we said, we need a theme tune for this bloody series. So that was it, really. So we've recorded it.
As you have just nicely teed it up, shall I play it?
It starts off quietly and then goes insane.
It does. Well, we'll start off the quiet bit at the minute. So this is you building up nicely, and then the pair of you come in. And we'll just have a wee listen.
Where grasses grow and waters flow in a free and easy way, we'll take enough of the rare old stuff that's brewed near Galway Bay. Come policemen all from Donegal, Donegal legends. We'll give them a slip when we take a sip of the rare old mountain dew.
At the foot of the hill there's a neat little still, the smoke curls up to the sky, and the smoke and smell you can plainly tell there's punching grow nearby. It fills the air with odours rare, and betwixt both me and you, when home you stroll you can take a bowl or a bucket of the mountain dew.
Aye, dilly di dum, dilly di dum, dilly di dum, aye, dilly di dum, aye, dilly di dum, dilly di dum, dilly di dum.
Now learned men who use the pen have sung their praises high, for the rare machine of the island's green is still from wheat and rye.
Throw away your pills, it'll cure all ills, a pagan or Christian or Jew. Take off your coat and grease your throat with a bucket of the mountain dew.
At the foot of the hill there's a neat bit of sill where the smoke curls up to the sky, while the smoke and the smell you can plainly tell that there's pots you grow nearby.
Genius.
There you go.
Well, catch look, yourself on, Donny, son.
And I mean, I should say to the listeners out there, I mean, it's an endless plug and then I'll talk a wee more about it. You can buy that in iTunes, folks. There you go. Get it to number one.
Okay, and it's Charlie Lawson, Daniel Cole, and it's the Rare Old Mountain Dew.
That's the one, Pamela.
Perfect.
And I'll see you all on the weekend of the 30th. I'm coming over for a beer with Debbie, so we'll maybe get together for a gin.
30th of July?
Yes, indeed.
Lovely. Super duper. And we'll put that in the diary book. Now, tell me, also, was that recorded in a pub?
Well, the sort of bits have been dropped in from a boozer because one of the challenges was we had to learn Irish dancing. And for this gig in a pub to earn some money, well, I couldn't do it. I just kept falling over. And, you know, so I said, look, Danny, you do the dancing and I'll do the song. Anyway, we raised enough money for a nice hotel that night, so that was grand.
Oh, fantastic. So tell me about a few of the other challenges that you were given without giving too much away.
Well, I mean, it was so chaotic. Well, we got to shear sheep. That was another one, which was, it looks easy when you see the shepherds there, but I'll tell you, it's bloody not.
Uh-huh.
We went and we saw, what's his name, the dolphin down in...
What's
he called, Fergie?
Fungus. Fungus, is it? Down in Dingle, anyway. Yeah.
Yes, Dingle. We were down there. As I say, we did Rachel down at Ballymaloe. We interviewed a wee man who won the Irish X Factor. I'll tell you another nice one we did was we were down in this place where we were drinking the potsheen. We suddenly, I spotted these horses in this river swimming against the tide out towards the ocean. So I said to the cameraman, here, spin around, we're going to go and find out what this is. And it was Stevie Mahan, the racehorse trainer.
Yeah.
And he swims his horses against the tide. It was a stunning day's filming. Well, of course, we changed the schedule because, I don't know whether you know, I ride very well.
Uh-huh.
So the following day, I got to take a racehorse up the gallops and back.
Oh, fabulous.
So things like that, you know, lots and lots. There's something for everybody in it, but I think it's the chemistry between Danny and I worked very well.
And we should explain.
A fun piece, Pamela. It's not going to win any BAFTAs or anything like that, but it's great crack.
Well, I mean, Danny is a fellow actor. He was also in Corrie. He was in Emmerdale and various other things well. You two have obviously become good mates.
Yes, I mean, it would have been a complete disaster had it not worked out that way. I mean, I finished My Mother and Other Strangers. I flew home. I met them in a service station on the M62. We decided that the three of us would probably work together. And the following day, we flew to Dublin to start. You know, we met Dana and we got Dana to busk in the streets of Galway, all lots of different things like that. You know, you should have got Danny on because I can't remember half the bloody stuff we did. But anyway.
Well, Charlie, listen, it's an absolute pleasure as always to talk to you. This is going to be on Irish TV, which is Sky Channel 191, in September this year. So a really quick turnaround as well. And fair play to you for doing it. I mean, it sounds like brilliant crack. And as somebody said to me, it's a cross between part Top Gear, part Billy Connolly, part Interview, and also part Travel, and also the two guys going off and doing extreme road challenges. So what about Charlie Lawson for Top Gear?
Oh, well, you know, I don't think, I mean, if you think Jeremy was controversial, Jesus, I'd be in trouble after the first day.
What about you and me presenting the racing for ITV then?
Oh, that would be, a dream ticket, Pamela.
Wouldn't it just, Charlie?
A dream ticket, and me, girl, I'll tell you what, we'd rock the world.
Let's get the audition tape in now, Charlie.
Hey, darling.
Listen, lovely to talk to you. Give my love to Debs as well. And look forward to seeing you very, very soon. And we'll look forward to seeing Are We There Yet? On Irish TV, Sky Channel 191 in September.
I will do. And listen, thanks again for every single person out there in the Green and White Army who...
Oh, Charlie, you were a legend.
Well, they were so kind, and I didn't expect anything like that. So thank you all very, very, very much. And roll on, Russia.
Absolutely. Well, if it actually happens in Russia, who knows?
Exactly. I have my doubts. But there you go. Yep. See you on the 30th.
All right, my darling. Take care. Cheers.
Bye, bye.
Charlie Lawson, the Green and White Army's, he is the number one fan of Northern Ireland. Brilliant. And that just sounds like such a hoot for a TV programme. Cannot wait to see it coming to our TV screens in September.